This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A truck driver convicted of causing a fatal pileup on I-70 was sentenced to 110 years in prison. Rogel Aguilero Medeiros crashed his truck in 2019, killing 4 people and injuring 6 more. Medeiros says the truck's brakes failed, but prosecutors claim he could have used multiple runaway ramps. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is trying to block funding for the Bureau of Land Management headquarters move back to Washington, D.C. It's similar to the move that Democrats tried when President Trump moved the office out to Grand Junction. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced in September that the headquarters would be returning to D.C., but Boebert is lobbying ranking Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee to hold up any funding for that. In a letter, the Republicans agreed that BLM's highest-ranking officials should stay in western Colorado. When Democrats tried to block funding in the other direction, the Interior Department was able to shift existing money around to cover its relocation expenses anyway. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A sheriff's deputy with more than 40 years of experience died of COVID-19 last week. Sergeant Wayne Whaler of the Mesa County Sheriff's Office was 64 years old. He is the 8th law enforcement officer in Colorado to die from the virus. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 56 degrees, Vail 38, Palisade 54.